If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Billy West, the children's game is here. What does the Mitch McConnell say? The Mitch McConnell says...
Okay. What does
John Cornyn say? Speak and spell. Tell me.
You are correct. He does have several scrotums attached under his chin.
Yes.
I hadn't noticed that. I thought they were wattles. But
they're
yeah.
white, see? That's why you can't, you know...
Right.
He's not a turkey, per se.
Right. He's more turtle than turkey.
I love that.
Like a tofurkey. He is a what is he? A turkle.
A turkle, yeah.
Oh. Eek.
No relation to Urkel.
No. No, of course not. Okay. All right.
I'm a turkey.
All right.
Urkel. Ladies and
26, right? Yes. On the good news front, Bernie and Hillary working together on an education plan that Hillary announced yesterday.
We are now working with the Clinton campaign. We came together on higher education, and let me congratulate her. I think this is an extraordinarily powerful proposal that will mean so much to millions and millions of young people. We're working on some other ideas, and I think at the end of the day, there is going to be a coming together, and we're going to go forward together and not only defeat Trump, but defeat him badly.
So that's key. So you're not denying the report that there are talks about a possible endorsement?
That's correct.
They're saying it could come as early as next week, which would be great, because there was another story yesterday. Everybody was talking about that he got booed by some House Democrats, received a tough reception because he wouldn't give a timeline for endorsing Hillary.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Sanders,
go ahead.
What's up your sleeve?
Stop it.
Here I am, like, looking at Jim, looking at me, doing these piss-poor imitations.
So Nancy Pelosi opened the meeting by praising Sanders and the work he's done for the party and getting more young people involved, yada, yada, yada. Then I think what happened, there's some, you know, dissension about what happened, whether, you know, because I guess he wouldn't give a timeline for endorsing and people were upset about that. He said,
I would not give a timeline for endorsing.
Right, that's what he said. He said the goal is not to win elections. The goal is to transform America.
But I will speak in very short sentences.
All right.
He's just waiting to see if there's some indictment in someone's pocket somewhere. I think
he did say, oh, now we're waiting for the Justice Department. But the Justice Department obviously has also cleared Hillary Clinton. So
leave her alone.
Yeah, you bastards are lucky.
Leave Hillary alone.
He's really in a state this morning, Billy West.
I don't know.
You think really? Of Delaware.
It was a long drive, man. Took
you
forever.
You moved to, I don't know, Istanbul for some reason. I'm not sure why you live so far away.
No, Simi Valley Stan.
Right, that's what I said. Istanbul.
Was once Constantinople.
Billy, it's for you. It's Matt in Chicago. Hi, Matt.
Hello, folks. Mr. West.
Yes?
You made my childhood complete. And I need you to know that honestly and sincerely. My parents would not let me watch Ren and Stimpy because it was definitely not made for children. And I snuck it in as much as I could. And let me tell you, one of my favorite all-time TV episodes of any show anywhere is when Stimpy couldn't watch television anymore. And he snuck it into the bathroom. And he starts by going, Ren, I'm going to go number one. Okay. And then he gets up to like number four. And Ren realizes that he's watching TV in there because he's like, wait, there's no number four. And it just you made my childhood, so thank you.
Oh, there was number four, but it got cut out of the episode because I know I recorded it.
The secret, we should release those. They're secret recordings of Billy West.
Number four.
Okay.
Ugh.
All right.
It's a dump with a new primary color or something.
Oh, that's fantastic. We do need to get him saying, you idiot. That's Stimpy. We get at least one of those an hour. All right. Oh, we have the president announcing that he's leaving more troops in Afghanistan than planned. Here he is.
We've been able to end our major ground war there and bring 90% of our troops back home. But even as we work for peace, we have to deal with the realities of the world as it is. And we can't forget what's at stake in Afghanistan. This is where al-Qaeda is trying to regroup. This is where ISIL continues to try to expand its presence. If these terrorists succeed in regaining areas and camps where they can train and plot, they will attempt more attacks against us. We cannot allow that to happen. I will not allow that to happen.
So currently there are 9,800 troops there. He's going to draw down to 8,400 by the end of his administration. Guess who that's not enough for, Jim? Lindsey Graham!
Oh, my stars and gods.
I've been playing with my army men with John McCain, and I just was getting bayonet guy in place.
That cute and black guy. He's just turning me on.
He said, let's be clear, this troop reduction, while it will be seen too small to many, will have a negative impact on the security situation.
It's not very manly.
My stars.
Why is he so... He's such a catty man. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. It's never butch enough for him, no matter how many troops are there.
He gets the vapors and falls on fainting couches.
Yes, how many troops can stop the vapors? That's the important question.
Ron, I need an entire battalion in my boudoir.
Ron in Sacramento. Billy, it's for you again.
Oh, no.
Hi, Ron.
Good morning, Mama. Billy, I got to say, I thought you were fantastic on Stern. I loved your Al Michaels.
Yeah, right.
Shot.
Yeah.
But what?
Marge Shot. We developed that. That was my idea, as a matter of fact.
Well, you were phenomenal, Billy. But was when you were growing up, was Mel Blanc an influence on you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it took a while to figure out who exactly he was, because I was watching cartoons since day one, I remember. They had these old films back then. Remember, there was no pristine, clean copies of a cartoon?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was down to pixels by the time you saw it. You know?
Yeah.
And but, I mean, he was the biggest thing. And then there were the others that I got to know their names and put their voices together. And now I guess everybody knows it's me. It only took them like 24 years to figure out it's me.
Right. If you don't mind my saying, your Marge Schott sounds a lot like Jim Ward's Barbara Bush.
Really?
Yes.
No, kidding.
I don't remember.
No, kidding.
Marge Schott. We don't want them people here. Them. Those over there. Them. On our beach, forget it. Get off my beach.
All right.
Them.
Excuse me?
Use.
Marge, what?
Use.
Is she still alive? She is. She's a Trump voter, right? Oh, no,
she's
muerta.
Gone.
Okay.
Muerta.
As we mentioned earlier, oh, no, I should have used this one. Gretchen Carlson is suing Roger Ailes for hitting him with a sexual harassment suit. Sorry. God, did you see this? He reportedly once said to her, I think you and I should have had a sexual relationship a long time ago. Then you'd be good and better, and I'd be good and better.
What does that mean?
That's some petty punk-ass thuggery of the English language there. That's
great
a crime.
Line.
Roger Ailes, really?
Wow. Yes, he's like the blob. No matter what you hurl at him, he'll absorb it.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll get bigger.
He's Jaffa. Yes.
It'd be nice of you to massage the inside of my thigh.
I just think I'm going
to die. That poor woman. What took him so long? He wore out everyone else?
A number of women, since the suit was filed, a number of women, up to 10, I think, is the rumor, have contacted Carlson's legal representatives to convey their alleged other harassment incidents involving
him. So like an alleged Roger Cosby?
This is also shocking, Jim. She said Ailes retaliated against her after she complained about the condescending on-air behavior by Steve Doocy. Which seems both condescending and patronizing.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of catty men.
He's condepatronizing.
And also, he's the Doocier of the several Doocies that work there. He once yanked her arm down to silence her during a live telecast, also mocked her during the commercial breaks, and refused to engage with her on the program.
Ooh, vicious.
Oh, Doocy, Doocy, Doocy.
Vicious Doocy. I had an ice water Doocy once.
You did?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Time release humor.
Yes, I understand.
A new form of comedy.
Okay. Let's go to Tim. Tim in Chicago.
I
you're
think
on.
He's more douchey than Doocy.
Hello,
there
Tim.
There you go. We wanted to say that.
Good morning. Hello.
There, he's both. Hello, Tim.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Good luck to you now.
Hey, listen, before I even get started, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this over the radio, but I don't know what it is you're selling, but I just love that you say MamaLovesBeats.com. That just
MamaLovesBeats.com.
What are you selling? I don't even know what it is, but I walk around saying
just it. Buy it. Just buy it.
Yeah, buy it. Yeah, I'm going to go to this website and see it. But listen, this is what I wanted to know. You compare the two of them together, the fireman and the policeman. The fireman, if he didn't run into the burning building and put out the fire, and when they asked him why didn't he do it, he said, because I feared for my life. He'd be fired, right?
Right.
Because the fireman is supposed to do what? He's supposed to go in and put out the fire. He knows that his life is in danger, right or wrong?
Right.
So why is the cop always able to get off when he says, oh, I feared for my life? An unarmed man, a man that may or may not have anything, you have a loaded weapon at your ready, and you're pointing it at someone, and you can scream, I feared for my life, and get off.
Right.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, when you've got another huge cop with you pinning a guy to the ground, right, you're the one in danger.
I don't
get that.
They let
them get away with that. Just because they say they fear for the... You're a cop. You're a policeman.
Yeah.
I mean, you serve and protect. It goes with the job. It's like you're cowering out when you say, oh, I fear for my life, so I just closed my eyes and I started
shooting. It doesn't say protect yourself and serve, right?
I think it might be a case of lack of training.
Yeah.
There should be like a ton of training, like if you're going to be a doctor or something.
Tim, you know what I'm going to talk about now? MamaLovesBeats.com.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
MamaLovesBeats.com.
You something, sugar.